Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Tes Vav Omid Aleph. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday, Simon Shin Samach. And we began talking about a person who stopped out on the middle of the road on Erev Shabbos, and he's in the middle of this valley, this bikka in a valley, and he puts up these mechitzos geruos, what we'll call flimsy walls over here. For example, he just puts up vertical posts, or he just puts up horizontal posts that are basically strings that are going in horizontal connection to a post. So in this situation, we said, ad sosayim mutu l'talto b'kulo. A person who's stuck out here on Erev Shabbos and needs to make this flimsy type of a mechitza, because that's all that he has, is allowed to do so, but he's not allowed to go and make this more than a sosayim. If he makes it a sosayim or less, then he is allowed to carry in this area. That's what we learned yesterday. Now we have to do the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ad Mosayim, it includes Va'ad Bechlau. So up to and including two Sosayim, you're allowed to carry in that area. However, Avo Yosim is Sosayim Lo. But if you go and do this more than a Sosayim, then you're not allowed to go and carry in that area. Afilu Hutzorek L'Tashmishav, even if it's really that you need the space. For whatever the reason, you have a lot of needs over here in terms of space. And even though you're enclosing the area, you're not allowed to go and enclose an area that's more than a base or sign. But up to and including a base or sign is permitted with these flimsy types of mechitzos. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Misosayim ve'elech, if it's above a sosayim, ein metaltelin bo elo bi'arba, then you're only allowed to go and carry over here arba amos. That's the maximum that you're allowed to carry. You can't go more than four amos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Hay explains, Rotzalomer, he's telling us over here, Shahekev hayav machzik yosim beis asayim. For example, you enclosed off an area with these flimsy mechitzos, these vertical posts over here. There was more than a beis asayim. So the rabbis in this situation were machmir. Hechmiru abonun v'osru l'talto bo kimo b'shar karmelis. The rabbis gave this the status of a regular karmelis that you're not allowed to go and carry within it more than dalet amos. However, mikol mokom bo nechshav kekarmelis gomer. But it doesn't really have the full status of a karmelis, because if it had the full status of a karmelis, you're allowed to carry from one karmelis into another karmelis if you're not going more than dalet amos. Here you wouldn't be allowed to go from this makeshift, so to say, rabbinical karmelis into a real karmelis. Sheyemutu lahotzi mimenu lekarmelis acher, that would not be allowed. The issue footnote number 8 does bring down, however, from the Chazon Ish, Shemuta lahotzi mimenu lekarmelis acheres. He disagrees and says you would be allowed to go and carry into another karmelis, and he makes a comparison to what the Bir Halacha says in Simon Shin Men Vav, if a place has three real walls around it, so then that makes it into a din d'araisa, a rishus hayochid. But there we consider it as a karmelis midrabbanan. So afal bishemin ator rishus hayochid gemura, nevertheless it's considered like a karmelis, and you'd be allowed to carry from one karmelis into another karmelis as long as you're not going more than dalet amos. So to over here the Chazon Ish is mekel. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that the MS Rishus HaYochid Gomruhu Aidei Lovad. This is really over here going to be a real Rishus HaYochid, because these vertical posts, while flimsy, they do make a valid L'chatchila D'Oraisa type of a wall because of the principle of Lovad, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, that if they're within three Tvachim of each other, they're considered halachically connected. However, Elo Shechmiru Bo Chazal, the Rabbis Institute over here, rabbinical prohibition, L'chatchila, which we institute right away, Yishum the heavy mechitza grua, because of these flimsy walls. So the rabbis were concerned that you're ending up going to make a mistake, and therefore they said you can't carry within this if it's more than a base asayim. However, if you did make real walls over here, then mutal tata bakula, then you'd be allowed to go carry in the entire area, even if it's more than a base asayim. I feel all your machzik yosem base asayim harbi, even if it's much bigger, because the hook for ladira, because this is over here mukof ladira, and shahari hikifam lador behem b'shabbos, because you enclose this area in order to use it for Shabbos, and therefore vafilu hurak al Shabbos echos, and even if it's only for one Shabbos, you're going to be traveling, so it's only for this Shabbos. Nevertheless, the achronim bring down this would be acceptable. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein hadin im heim shnayim. The same rule applies even if there are two people out there. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Vav, Rotzu Lomar, D'gam bazeh einosnim l'shneim b'yachad rak ad beis asayim. One person or two people, the limit still over here is a beis asayim. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, V'im heim shlosha yisraelim, if there are three Jewish people over here, then chashuvim kishayara, then they have the halachic status over here of a caravan, and there are special laws for a caravan. And therefore, the Mechaber continues and he says, U'mutu l'talto b'kulo, you'd be allowed to go and carry in this entire enclosed area, albeit it's enclosed by flimsy mechitzos, afilu hu gadol harbi, even if it's very, very large. This would be allowed over here. However, the one caveat is ubavad shel yakifu yosei mifdei tzarkum. Even though it's allowed to be more than a beis hasayim, it's not allowed to have an area that's enclosed that's more than they need. Shelo yishar a beis hasayim panui shein tzrichim lo l'sashmish, that you can't have over here a larger area that has within it a base assigned that's not being used. So, for example, three people would be allowed to go and enclose off five saws worth. So that's much more than a base assigned. But they wouldn't be allowed to enclose more than seven if they only need five. Avol im nishar base assigned panoi, if they leave over and have two saw, a base assigned that is unused in this situation, then it ruins the whole thing. And ein metaltel mekala mukaf ela b'arbamos. And then they wouldn't be allowed to carry within the entire enclosed area, even in the area that they do need, and you'd only be allowed to carry up to dalet amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if katan zayin the chashvina lechol mechitza ki'ilu eino, because we view it in this situation as if the entire mechitza is not there any longer. Here's your footnote number 5 points out that this is true even if the exact amount is a base assignment. It doesn't have to be more than a base assignment that is panoi. Even if it's exactly a base assignment, they wouldn't be allowed to carry within the entire thing. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Bamed, Dvar, Mamurim, what are we talking about over here? Kishay Kifo, Yosef, Ashay, Soyin. This is when they went and they enclosed an area that is more than six Soyin. So then we say if there's a base saw, exactly or more than a base saw that is not being used, then it's not allowed and it ruins the entire thing. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Ches, the Sheish Soyin, Hulishlo Shanoshim, because up to six they're allowed to have, because each person is entitled to two saw. L'chol Echod, Base, Soyin. Therefore, the Hei Mekifo, Yosef, for example, when they went and enclosed Kigon Sheba, and they only needed five, in that situation, we now have the two, those two saw, the base asayim that is panoi. Vinishar sasayim panoi, valkin osir, and therefore that large amount is left unneeded, and therefore it ruins it for the whole thing. However, imlo hikifu yosir al sheis uchule, if they didn't enclose more than six, so for example, kivan, the sheishu ashir l'shosh anoshim, six is the amount that's needed for three people, two saw per person, l'chol echad beis hasayim. And therefore, if they only enclosed over here an area of five, and they really only needed three, we don't say lo machmirina, we don't aren't machmir over here, afilu nishar beis hasayim panu, even if the entire two, or even more than two, is left unneeded, as long as they didn't enclose more than six, so despite the fact that two is panoi, it doesn't ruin it for you. That's the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here explaining the Mechaber. However, he then brings down Ayin and the Taz and El Yeraba and the Chayin Kosav, the Sefer Gon Yaakov. Likewise, all of these Achronim hold that there are many Rishonim, which we can see in the Shaar HaTzion and Osvav, that include the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, and as well the Rabbeinu Chananel, who all say Shekol HaRishonim, all of these Rishonim, Chol Kamazeh, they disagree with this Psak over here of the Mechaber, V'daitom, the Af Bepachos Mishesh, and even if it's a total enclosure of less than six, if there is Kol Sheyesh Sosai and Panui, if there is at least two saw and certainly more that is open, they enclose a larger area than they needed by that amount, by a sasayim or more, then also you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry within that area at all. So the Mechaber tells us over here, Alpha Pishyesh Sasayim Panoi, in a normal situation where it's less than six, so the Mechaber's Psak is Kivishim Shlosh and Mutter, since they're entitled to six, so even if they had used only three and they enclosed five, it would still be good, but all of these other Rishonim that we just mentioned would disagree with that. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, Eino Yehudi, Eino Mitztarif L'Shayara. When we said over here it has to be three Jewish people, that doesn't include having non-Jewish people. They don't count towards this magical number of three over here that you need to make a caravan and gives you the halachic right to have six saw over here. So a non-Jewish person doesn't count, and the Ramah says as well, V'yei Shomrim, Dodin Kotten, Eino Mitztarif. Likewise, he brings down from the Rambam that even a child would not be included towards the necessary three adult over here that would need to be present to have the status of a shayara. There's your footnote number 6 brings down a whole number of other type of people. For example, he says a mumer has the halachic status over here of a nochri, a person who's an apostate Jew would have the halachic status over here of a nochri in this regard. There's a big question he brings down, does a woman count towards this three or not? He brings down some opinions that say yes, some opinions that say no. And then he brings down a cherish and a shota. The Aruch HaShulchan says that they would have the status of a kotim, which would mean they would not be mitzdarif. And he says a father and a son. So he brings down from the Yeshuas Yaakov, he brings down Shehem Nechshavim Kishtayim. They would be considered like two separate people. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hayu Shlosha V'Kifu Kol Tzarkom. You had three people over here, and they made the enclosure with these flimsy walls, as we just said. Umeis Echad B'Shabbos. And one of them, Nebuch, passes away on Shabbos. And now there's only two people left. So now you have a much larger area than you would be allowed. So mutarim b'chol haShabbos. They nevertheless are still allowed to continue using that entire area on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down as if cut and tes, Rosh Shalomar, Dav Kaliosa Shabbos, just that Shabbos. However, if they were to stay there for another Shabbos, they wouldn't be entitled. Avol Shabbos Acheres also, then they'd have the same restrictions as you normally have with two people, which would mean it can't be more than a base society. The issue footnote number 10 brings down over here. However, if somebody was a goses, he's likely to die. He's in the final stages of life on Erev Shabbos, and then he does die on Shabbos. So Tosefta Shabbos says that person doesn't give them the right to go and carry as if they had three people there. We don't say over here, once Shabbos came in and it was permissible, so it stays permissible the entire time. Because lo haya omed l'skayim kol haShabbos, because it was clear that it wouldn't last for Shabbos. The person's a goses, he's about to die. He brings down as well that b'shas hatchach gam begoses omrim din hutra. He says there is an opinion that's brought down by the Bir Halacha that says, however, in extenuating circumstances, you might be able to include the goses to allow you to have a halachic status of a shayar over here. The Mechaber continues and he says, Kivan Shenichnas HaShabbos Behatu, the reason why if you had three healthy people there is when you went into Shabbos, they all of them were healthy, and therefore it is halachically considered as if they're all present for that Shabbos, and if one Nebuch passes away, it doesn't ruin it. Hayushnayim, however, if you had only two people, the Kifa Yosem Yisasayim, they are now allowed to make these flimsy walls for an area that's Yosem Yibes Sasayim, and they did it anyway, but then a third person comes along and camps with them for Shabbos, but he comes during Shabbos, Venitosu Aleim Bishabbos, in this situation, Asurim, it still doesn't count, because Kivan Shenichnas Shabbos Bisur, since at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't allowed, you can't change that and make it now permissible on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud explains, Rosh Lomer Liosa Shabbos, for that Shabbos. However, next Shabbos, yes. But this Shabbos, whole, betchilas knisas Shabbos, lo yol shnayim, this Shabbos, since there are only two at the beginning, so you can't have more than a base assignment with these flimsy walls, so it's no good even if the third person comes for this Shabbos. But now, if he stays with them and they stay there for another Shabbos, avol Shabbos acheres, it would be permissible. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hayu Shlosha, there were three people over here, v'kifu kol echod li atzmo, each of them makes their own separate area. They don't all combine together. They each have their own separate area. Zeh b'tzad zeh, one next to the other. And then the Erev Yachad, then they make an Erev Chatzeros so they can carry as if it was a single Rishus HaYachad from one person's area into the other person's area. So you have Zone A, Zone B, Zone C right next to each other, as we'll see in the diagrams. For example, in Dershu footnotes number 12 and 13, we'll explain what they're specifically talking about. But you basically see you have Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. These are Zone A, Zone B, Zone C, which the three people have each created, and then they make an Erev Chatzeros, so they're allowed to go from one to the other. So here, in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Pirush, Sheikifu b'mechitza gerua. They each use these vertical posts, for example, Shasi below Erev, vertical posts without horizontal posts, or likewise, Erev below Shasi, or horizontal posts without the vertical posts. So these flimsy Eruvim are only good up to a base Sasayim, up to and including a base Sasayim, but not more than that. But here, each one did up to a base Sasayim. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, if the two outer zones, Aleph and Gimel, as you can see in diagram number 12 in the Dershu footnotes, so the Aleph and the Gimel extend wider on both sides than the middle Beis zone. So in this situation, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Kazeh, as we can see in the bottom diagrams, here we have the Dershu footnotes, but on the bottom in the Tsiurim, you can see the similar idea in the schematicized form under Tsiurim number 1. So in this situation, from the middle point of view, from the person standing in Beis, he doesn't see the side parts of Aleph and Gimel. He just looks ahead and just sees straight ahead. It's what's called parutz bimiluo. It's totally open on the outer part. V'achitzonim sheyesh lem gifufim, but looking in from Aleph into Beis, or from Gimel into Beis, they do see their sides over here, which are called the gifufim. Otvin olav mikol tzad, they have these areas on both sides that are present over here. So then, in this situation, no slomahem kol tzarkon b'yemtsoy, then Aleph and Gimel persons are allowed to go and do whatever they need to do in Beis. Afilu imhu gadol harbi, even if Beis happens to be very, very big. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Yud Gimel over here, Godol Harbe, Yosem Yibes Sasayim, even if it's an area larger than Sasayim. Nevertheless, these three people over here are allowed to all intermix, so to say, in terms of their carrying. Sha'anu Rowim, because we say, Ki'ilu Kulam Darim Besocha, we view all of them as living in B, and therefore you have three people living in B. It's allowed to be greater than Beis Asayim, as we pointed out before. We consider them halachically all together over here. The reason is, as the Mishnah explains, as if Sifkot Yudalit, Shari Ein Mechitza Lachzos Beino Leveinam, because there is no Mechitza separating the guy in Beis from both Aleph and Gimel. Kivan Shenifratz Lubahem Bimiluo, since he's totally open to them. Likewise, the Mechaber continues, V'yesh omim shachitzonim einam mutarim elo atzasayim. There is another opinion over here, however, that says that the outer ones aren't allowed to go and use the middle area unless it's less than a sasayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkaton Tesvav, V'halocha kedeya kamaisa. The halocha is paskened over here like the first more lenient opinion. However, he says, Mikol mokum lechachila ein kedei lahakil. One should not rely upon this lenient opinion unless it's under extenuating circumstances. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkaton Tezayin, Elo ad sasayim. Reasoning is, Shahari aim einon rishus echad ze im ze. According to the understanding of this second more machmer opinion, the people in Aleph and in Gimel aren't really totally entitled to go into the middle area, Bipnei Gifu Feim, because they have their side areas that are to the upper part and lower part of Beis, as you can see, or from Gimel's point of view, or from Aleph's point of view. And therefore, in this situation, the Gifufin or Mafsikin Beinim, I'm sorry, they, so to say, separate the people in Aleph and in Gimel from the middle. However, the Mechaber says, V'im Echad Mehem Yosem Yisosayim, if in this situation, if it is in fact more than a sasayim in the middle, then gamho emtsoy also, then everybody over here is also, and nobody's allowed to go and carry within this entire area more than dalet amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkaton Yud Zayin, abul hachitzon hasheni shekinegdo shari. But the one who is on the other side, he is okay. The outer other side is okay. Shari eino parutz b'milua lo emtsa, because this person is not totally open up to the middle. It's only the middle that's totally open up to him. And since he doesn't have a Beis Asayim in his area, for example, area Gimel, so therefore he isn't ruined by the other people. And as the Mishnah Berurah told us over here, in this situation, the Emtsoy would be ruined, the person in Aleph would be ruined, but not the person in Gimel. Shaharehu Paris Meliuo, only those people are open totally, but the one on the outside is not totally open to the one in the middle. But the Mechaber continues, V'im hachitzonim perutzim b'miluam. If you have both the Aleph and Gimel, they are totally fully open into Beis, as you can see in diagram in Dirshah footnote number 13, diagram over there shows you that Beis is sticking out. You can see this in the Tziurim at the bottom as well as schematized in the Tziur number 2. So in this situation, the chitzonim are prutzim b'miluam lo'emtsoi, v'emtsoi megufav, and the middle one, Beis, over here has his outcroppings on the side. So in this situation, v'yochid b'kolechod, we have one person in each of the areas, so ein noslim l'kolechod ela beis asayim, then everybody's only entitled to a beis asayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yotess, da chitzonim eni yecholim l'tztarif imor emtsoi, the people in Aleph and Gimel can't be mitztarif with Beis, denach shov ki'ilu kulam darmbo, and therefore have them all considered like they're living there, and then you can have more than a Beis Asayim, Shahari Yesh Bo Gifufin Hamafsikin, because the side outcroppings of Beis ruin it for them. Veino Paretz B'milu Olehem, because they're not totally open from his point of view into Beis and from Beis into Aleph and Gimel. The Af Shehu Yachol Itzdar from Kol Echad Me'achitzonim, he could go into Gimel because he has his side, and he could go into Aleph because he has his sides. Mitam Shein Prutzim Lo, because Gimel can go totally into him, Aleph can go totally into him, so each of them can go with him. Nevertheless, V'nechshav Ki Lehu Dar B'Rishusam Chanal, he could be considered like living in Gimel, or he could be considered like living in Aleph. Mikol Mokon Ein Bekol Echad Me'him. At best, you're only going to have two people there, and that's not enough to have more than a Beis Sosayim. And therefore, in this situation, if either Aleph or Gimel had more than a Beis Sosayim, let's say Aleph had more than a Beis Sosayim, so then Hu Levado Osir, so then in this situation, Aleph would be Osir. If Beis had more than Beis Asayim, Gama Chitzonim Asurim, then both Aleph and Gimel would be Osir as well, because Shareim Prutzim Lamokum Osirim, because they're totally open to a place that's Osir to them. So if Beis can't carry because he's more than a Beis Asayim, because of his flimsy Mechitzos not working over there, so then that ruins it for Aleph and Gimel as well. However, avolim echad b'kol echad me'achitzonim u'shnayim b'emtsoi, if you have one person in each of the outer zones, Aleph and Gimel, but you have two people in Beis, so then, or u'shnayim b'kol echad me'achitzonim, or you have two people in Aleph or two people in Gimel, v'echad b'emtsoi, and one person in the middle, in this situation, noslin l'shnei achitzonim kol tzorchem, then the two outer ones would be allowed to do whatever they needed to do, because dechashive komashi b'mtzoi ki luhu b'chitzonim, because then we consider the person or persons in the middle as if they're in the outer part, and therefore you would have, in fact, over here, three people. With three people, you're allowed to use these flimsy mechitzos for more than a base society. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chavalov explains, u'komoshi b'yarno tam le'el b'sifkot yudal, as we've already explained earlier in today's shir. And Sifkot Chavbeis, ki luhu b'chitzonim, wrote to Lomar, im kol echod me'achitzonim, with combining with each of the outer ones. But the one in the middle would still only have a base of Sayim. I know we're in the middle, but we'll stop the shir for now, and we'll pick this up in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.